sense of flesh has to be torn away to reveal my heart in the open. It'll catch some sunshine, I'm hoping some rays of light that I've been looking forward to see. To reach a better spot in the sun, I had to run through adversity. When the urge to flee away from here, I try to fake the situation, but it kinda don't speak. And when I talk about my problems, I always stay. It can't go help me, there is no escape. This type of talk does not affect the least, sucking my vital power away through my blood vessels. I wrestle with my own problems so much that I can see other suffering. Just keep on whining, then give the Lord trivial offerings. So I must drill a hole to the plates that once was my ears. See, I'm a dead man, but now I have to face my fears. I can't be near God if I don't even bother to try. I cry because of my misery, telling myself lies.
Go ahead, bomb my life, I mean nothing new really. You're trying to make me actually no way, cause through Christ I got the capacity to dismiss your type of harassers. I'm still the master, grown up because I've been consumed, right? I'm nothing but skin and skeleton, but I rip all type of skeletons. Not a he-man, but a fee-man, redeemed from the sand and I'm put on the eternal rock. Till nowadays, too often it seems I'm stuck, sucked into this void from where nobody can return. I'm messed up. Was it all just luck when I experienced the happiness before? I've been thinking about that too much and know where I have gone. So instead of this black hole, I'd rather be tossed into the earth core. This space storm just scorches me, but in the heat I would die for sure. Guess that's death that can't give me rest, cause I'm stressed, depressed, and I feel that there are these dark fingers that press me, and I can't stand pressure, although I got the resurrection. Oppression is the only reflection seen in my sight sector. Got the smoke detector along, gone off a long time from now. The flames been consuming my flesh all night, but I don't burn out. So maybe I'm purified, but I don't see that anything good would occur, at least not in the misty view of my obscure future. Some said I was seduced to this, or that this evil's created by my mind state. Any way it's too late, then only God can say. So on him I lay my trust, drag my body towards the cross of Christ, and I know he feels my anxiety when I look at his scars. Instead of asking for the reasons for the situation that's mindless, before his highness I humble myself in acceptance. Cause whatever is on my way, the destination is still for good. And good ain't equal to pleasure, that's one of the things I've understood. God won't leave me mute, he has the ear to hear my request. And after every dark age, by his light I've been blessed. So I can't protest against his plan despite the suffering. Could turn to fatalism, but I label that a false doctrine. Cause even my imperfect, stuttering prayers have been registered. Answered and the whole picture starts to take shape. Although there's pieces in the puzzle that remain missing, or don't seem to fit, now stop babbling and start listening.
I listen, observe the situation, contemplate my vision, pray to find out what got me astray. And walk through the rain of pain inside, eliminate the reason to this. Quench the consequence, introduce my ends to each other, and find the right path, defeat the wrath I'm under. Conquer my tribulations even though the times are somber, and facing the resistance I find myself outnumbered.